This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
This is Pastor Chuck Longworth again. I've been speaking the last two Sundays concerning the intertestamental period that occurred between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In most Bibles, unless it's a study Bible, there is not much, if any, reference to this period of time that took place between the Old and New Testament. But if you read the Old Testament, you actually, about the last half of the Old Testament in most, at least Protestant Bibles, are prophetic words, words from major prophets, so-called, and minor prophets. And the major prophets are not any more important than the minor prophets. It's simply that they had more of a message recorded, like Isaiah and Ezekiel, Daniel. They had more of a message recorded than the so-called minor prophets, but the minor prophets were still speaking on behalf of God. And then, of course, at the end of the Old Testament was Malachi, the prophet Malachi, and from that time until the beginning of the New Testament, there were about 400 years when God did not speak through the prophets. It's sometimes called the silent time or the silent period, and God may have been silent to his people, but that doesn't mean that God wasn't doing anything during that time. He was preparing things for the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And so we're going to look at some scripture today, and I want to emphasize the fact that God has a specific timing for everything. Things happen in his time. And it's been said, and I've mentioned this several times, that it's just as important in our lives, it's just as important to find out God's timing on things as it is to find out his will. We may know the will of God for our lives, but if we miss his timing, if we try to rush things and get started before the right time, or if we miss the right time and we just are doing other things and involved in other pursuits, then we're going to miss God's best for our lives. So it's important to recognize that God works on a timetable. Someone said God never gets in a hurry, but he's never late. And that's an important thing to remember. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, we read, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. So God had a specific time for Jesus to come on the scene, for the Messiah to appear. And unfortunately, as John mentioned in the first chapter of his gospel, unfortunately, he came to his own, and for the most part, his own did not receive him. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. And welcome to A Faster PC Radio here on streamed live on Facebook and for the first time ever on YouTube, A Faster PC Radio. And we are aired also on Saturday at 10 a.m. on WPSL as well as on WPSL and WCNO. Let me get it right here. This is the first time we've ever done this. So, you know, it's a little bit different. Not the first time we've ever done this show, but this is a special edition of the show, and it is the first time we've ever streamed over to YouTube. And of course, we're streaming live to Facebook right now as well. If you do have any questions, if you're listening to the live show and you have any questions, you can give us a call. You can't give us a call, but you can type your question into the comment section on the live Facebook video. Of course, if you're listening on the radio, this show is actually recorded right now. So you could type your question into the comment section and we will answer it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. And, this is something that, we've had a lot of our customers have said, you know, I don't want to actually be on, Facebook. I don't want to, don't have an account. Is there another way that I can watch or listen to your show? And yes, there is. There is another way that you can watch or listen to the show. Now you can watch it or listen to it on Facebook, and soon we will be adding it to our website as well. That'll be those changes will be happening soon, and so you'll want to actually they give you an extra way that you can listen to this and watch this. And of course, if you miss any part of this, you can head over to our Facebook page, which you can get to there from our website. Just click on the link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. You can also now go over to YouTube, and you can search for A Faster PC and A Faster PC Radio, and this show should be there. And by the way, while you're there, if you want to share this information with your friends, hey, I would encourage you to do that. You can just share the information. In fact, you know what? I'll go right now and I'll share this information with my friends as well. That way they can actually see what's happening. They can actually know that I'm streaming this live right now. And this is something, hey, you know, again, we want to help you. And what we do on this show is we actually help answer computer questions. We help you resolve your computer problems as well. And, you know, right now on Facebook, we're showing up as live. And of course, we will be on YouTube as well. So today we're going to be talking about some of the things that we saw in the last year. We're going to talk about some scams that are out there because, you know, no matter how many times we talk about this, and I know sometimes to me, it kind of feels like, well, you know, maybe we're going over this a little bit too much. But you know what? Every single week, we have customers bringing their computers in that have fallen for these scams. Now, we hope that they're listening to a Faster PC radio. If they are listening to a Faster PC radio, like you're listening, you can actually be educated and learn some to hopefully avoid some of these scams. And that's something that we definitely are hoping that you will do. We hope that you won't fall for this, for these types of scams, because they are out there and they're happening really, you know, the scammers are getting more sophisticated. They prey, by the way, on seniors, on the elderly, but not only on seniors. We also see this happening. We see younger people falling for this. We see businesses falling for this. In fact, Alan Love, many of you know Alan Love. He was actually on WPSL on the MarTech show. He's been on our show several times on a Faster PC radio, also on WCNO. He was even on the Share-a-thon for WCNO recently, remotely from over in Las Vegas where he is. He was on remotely. But many of you know him. He and I subscribe to a subscription service for investing, and that subscription service actually started having some issues because they were actually hit with a cyber attack that actually took their entire subscription service down for about 12 days, I believe. And just phenomenal, really the impact of that financially on the company, the impact on the subscribers. And, this is something that definitely, hey, if you're, you may not have a big company, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But, you know, whatever you have, whether it's your own computer or, you know, in your memories, your pictures, your data that you want to protect, your money that you want to avoid losing, or whether it's actually, you know, you actually do own a company where you're responsible for business, you know, for customers and, you know, to your customers and also to your employees. Whatever the case is, you want to make sure that you're not falling for some of these scams that are out there. And these scams are out there. They are prevalent. And you want to actually, protect yourself from these scams. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of these scams and how you can protect yourself from them. Now, these scams come in a number of ways, and the ways that they come in are getting, the scammers are getting more and more sophisticated. We've heard from some customers that they actually have received phone calls from someone that sounded just like a relative telling them that they're in trouble. Now, what does that mean? That means that the scammers have actually been able to capture a recording of their loved one, and maybe they've done that by, you know, giving a call and, you know, you answer a few questions and they're recording that. Or maybe in addition to that, maybe they're also they're using artificial intelligence to take those snippets of the voice and relay them out to others. So this is something that definitely, you know, if you want to protect yourself and you want to steer clear from this type of a scam. They also come through the computer, through an email message. You know, we actually received a message. Let me see if I can pull this up. I won't actually share who this came from because that would might embarrass the person that happened. And, you know, we don't want to share their email address either. But we actually have, let me search through some past email because so we actually got an email from a customer of ours, and this email says, and the subject line is checking in, and then and again this is from a customer. We know who this is. We know her. If you know, maybe I would imagine. And well, I'll talk about how this might have happened a little bit later, but the content of the message is, "Am sorry to bother you?" Question mark. Which, you know, anytime you see the grammar messed up, where it's not quite right, you know, it's probably a good chance that the person writing that is not your friend. You know your friend, know their grammar and how they actually write things. But it says, "Am sorry to bother you?" Question mark. You know, so these people that are writing these scammers, a lot of times they're in foreign countries. They don't understand, you know, English is not a first language to them. It might not be a language they speak at all. They might just be typing something into a translator and then pulling what comes up and pasting that. But "Am sorry to bother you?" Question mark. "I need a little assistance from you," period. "Do you order on from Amazon?" Question mark. "Thank you." Now, here's the thing. These are scammers. So, you know, if you reply back, "Hey, yeah, I do order from Amazon. And by the way, Tricia, I'm your friend or I'm your relative, so I'll help you order on Amazon." Well, you know, what would probably happen if you respond that way, the scammers replying to you as Patricia would actually say, "Well, you know, they would actually say, "Well, you know, I'll send you some money if you can order something for me." And you say, "Well, okay, how would that hurt?" And then they ask you for your bank account information, your routing number, and your checking account number. And you think that you're dealing with your loved one, your friend, someone that you trust, and you say, "Well, hey, what's the worst that could happen? Sure, I'll do this for my friend. I'll do this for my aunt. I'll do this for my cousin," whatever the relationship is, or your connection with this person. You say, "Hey, you know, I'll do this because I know this person, I trust this person." So you go ahead and you send your information. Next thing you know, and by the way, you might even go and order the product and have it shipped to wherever they tell you to have it shipped to, and they probably have someone that's involved in their crime spree that actually would pick the package up from that location. And by the way, they don't even have to live there or have access to that location. What happens sometimes is people actually can go out and they'll actually go out and even have, let's say they deliver it to a house. Well, they just watch the house and they drive by the house. When they see the package up on the doorstep, they walk up to the doorstep, they grab the package, and they take off. And this type of stuff happens. By the way, not only does it happen that way, it also happens where people just come up and steal packages off of someone's porch. So we'll talk about talk about that in some of the ways that, that Amazon and some of the other delivery providers have that can actually help you with that if you trust them enough, and if you want to give them access to you some certain key information. But in this case, what would likely happen is the scammers would actually use your routing number and your checking account number to withdraw money from your account, and you would be out. And if you place the order for this person, you would be out that as well. Well, hey, we're coming up to a break here. We'll be right back, though, to answer your questions. And, of course, if you're listening live, watching live on our Facebook or YouTube channels, you can actually type your question into the comment section. We will answer those questions during the radio show here, during the live stream. If you're watching or listening on WCNO, WPSL, well, you'll have to type your questions into the comment section. We'll cover them on next week's edition of A Faster PC Radio. But we'll be right back to answer your computer questions here in a few minutes and actually educate you on how to avoid scams. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC can solve any computer problems, from software installs, viruses, spyware, malware, to those annoying pop-ups, to QuickBooks, Medisoft, and Softin support, from wireless networks to hardwired networks, from small networks to large Active Directory networks and multi-site VPN networks. We can also connect all of your network-capable devices in your home or office, and we provide on-site and remote service. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. And we are back here. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every week in the 10 o'clock hour on WPSL, 1590 on your AM dial, also WCNO, which is at 89.9 FM, and it's being streamed as it is every week over to our Facebook page. And for the first time ever, we're actually being streamed simultaneously over to YouTube as well. So this is pretty cool. We've got this going on. And if you're listening live on Facebook or YouTube, watching live on Facebook or YouTube, you can actually type your computer questions into the comment section on the live video. We do have a question that we're going to get to here in just a minute. But you can type your question. If you are listening on the radio on WPSL or WCNO, because you're listening to this on the first of the year, Faster PC is actually closed today. We normally are open, but we're not open on the first. It's one of those those holidays that we do take off every year. By the way, for those that are listening on the live stream, we are closing on the 31st a little bit early. We're closing at 2 p.m. And that way we won't, we'll be able to have time to get out and to get ready for New Year's Eve. We do wish everyone, by the way, a happy and safe and prosperous New Year. And one way that you can be safe and prosperous, more safe and more prosperous, is if you don't fall for some of the scams that are out there. And this is something that definitely you don't want to. We don't want you to fall for any of those scams that are out there. So this is something that definitely, one thing I did want to just address. We do have a question on the live stream, and this is from Frank. He's a friend of mine, and he says, Happy New Year. Have a Happy New Year, Brian. How do you handle a customer that stops payment on your service? Do we forgive like the Lord's Prayer? And of course, this gets a little bit into the spiritual side of things as well as, the technical side of things. Definitely from a technical standpoint, you can have contracts, you can have agreements, you can sue, you can, get into all of that. And of course, that can be a little bit problematic sometimes because, you are spending time to go after money that you've already spent time to do. And most of your customers, most of our customers have been honest and forthright throughout the time with us. They, really, for the most part, most people are not people that are out there to rip you off, thankfully. We have, though, sometimes had some customers that haven't been honest, and in fact, they're scammers. And in fact, we have had some people that have written us bad checks. And there's a difference between a bad check and a check where someone stops payment. Someone can stop payment as long as they had the money in the account. That's not technically a bad check. But if someone writes you a check and they don't have the money in the account and that check bounces, then that actually is a criminal offense. And that is stealing from you. And it is just, actually, in my opinion, to prosecute someone that steals from you. And this is something we have actually done this on a few situations. We haven't had to do it on most situations. Again, most of our customers, we've known them for a long time. We do get new customers all the time. Quite often, people that are listening to us on the radio or listening to us, watching us on Facebook, or now we can start finding customers from YouTube as well. But in addition to this, we do have referrals, and we have other forms of advertising, but referrals are really huge. Of course, repeat business, repeat customers is really big. But this is something that Sheriff's Department in your county and if in our county, that's St. Lucie County, but if the check were written in Martin County, we would have to go through the Sheriff's Department in Martin County. You need the person's driver's license number. You need their date of birth. And you need a copy of the check. And that's what you need. And there's a form you fill out. You do send a certified letter to the person asking them for the money. They actually are able to pay you. If they don't pay you, you then submit a form with the Sheriff's Department. The Sheriff's Department can then contact the people. And typically the people pay when the Sheriff's Department calls. It's a good thing, good idea if the Sheriff's Department calls and tells you that you need to pay a bill. It's a good idea to pay that bill. Well, we have had a few customers. When I say customers, really most of them are not legitimate customers. They're scammers. They're thieves. There's someone, one of them was addicted to drugs and was actually purchasing parts from us and then going and selling those parts to use crack cocaine. And he got some help while he was in prison, because he actually did go to prison. He paid the money. But that's one way that you can deal with things. You know, if it's a check, you know, you do have some recourse. If it's a credit card and the person signs and you have their signature, you can submit that to the credit card company. But you know, sometimes there is reason for dispute. And you know, Jesus tells us in the Bible, I mean, again, this is getting a little bit spiritual, but Jesus tells us to advises us to settle our disputes out of court if we can, to you know, and he also advises us, you know, the Bible advises us in Proverbs that a good name is better to be desired than great riches. So if someone is upset with us, if they're upset with our service, for some reason, it doesn't happen often, but if someone is upset with us, upset with our service, well, we would rather actually go to them and encourage them to, you know, we would actually, you know, go the extra mile to meet their desires, to try to please them, to try to make sure that they understand, you know, what is happening out there, and make sure that they're satisfied, so that they can receive what they believe they need to get, and we can receive what we need to get as well. You know, and basically that may mean doing work for free. But you know, on the flip side, if you go to court and you have to show up in court, well, you're kind of doing work for free as well. And sometimes we also do, you know, if the customer is just unreasonable, we have had some customers that are unreasonable, we just place them in God's hands. I mean, the Bible says, one of the phrases that's in the Bible quite often is the Lord judge between me and thee. And you know, just let God judge, and God is able to reward us with more business. He's able to bring more people to us that are actually going to appreciate the you know, us solving their computer problem. Us, you know, because there are some people that you can solve their computer problem, and they know how to work the system, and you know, they can take maybe the new hard drive that you put in, the new SSD drive you put in their computer or something like that, and they can actually challenge that and say, well, you know, I didn't, you know, it didn't fix the problem, so on and so forth. I mean, again, it really, I don't think we've seen anything like that happen in like probably 15 years or so, but it, you know, it has happened to us, and we just pray, you know, God, you know, judge between us and these people, and just place them in God's hands. God's able to bring retribution to someone who's guilty of stealing. And God is able to bless us in abundance above anything that we can ask or think. And he's able to even restore to us, the Bible says, the year that the caterpillar has stolen. And you know, you might think about that from, if you've been a victim of scamming out there. And I know some of our customers and some of our listeners have been victims of scamming, and you've fallen for some of these scams. Well, sometimes you can go to your bank and you can get the money back. But we've had customers that actually, you know, they get on the phone with these people, because that's another way that these scammers actually get you, is they call you on the phone, and you know, they say, well, we're from Microsoft, or we're from Microsoft, and we notice that there's a virus on your computer. And we have customers, you know, like I say, on a weekly basis, we speak with people that have let scammers, someone that they don't know and don't trust, into their computer. What are they doing when they're in your computer? What are they looking at? Are they looking at all of your usernames and passwords that you've saved in your browser? They certainly could. Are they looking at any tax returns that you might have saved on your computer, which would have your social security number, maybe your family member's social security number, date of birth, names, addresses, all of that information that they would need to actually go and do a identity theft scam. What if they're actually planting a CryptoLocker infection on your computer, so that your data is going to be encrypted? What are we talking about when we're talking about data? Where we're talking about pictures, we're talking about videos, we're talking about music, we're talking about documents, we're talking about PDF files, Excel spreadsheets, in some cases even programs being encrypted. We've seen some of the latest threats that we have seen, some of the latest attacks that we have seen have actually been programs on the computer that are encrypted. And this is something that definitely it's scary when you see some of this. And you know, you may have had personal losses from some of this. Some of those that are listening, I know, have fallen for these scammers. Some of them have paid money to these scammers. We had one customer that the scammers talked her into calling her credit card company and pre-authorizing a payment of over $700. And I can tell you that this particular customer, she was retired. She was on a fixed income. She didn't have $700 to spare, but the scammers had scared her into thinking that there was a problem with her computer that she needed to pay $700 to fix. Now, let me tell you something. We actually went out to her house. We can do that, or you know, customers bring their computers to us at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie, or they give us a call, 772-878-5978, again, 772-878-5978, and we actually are able to go out there, or they can bring the computer to us, and this particular customer brought, you know, had us go out there. It was cost her a lot less than $700 to have us come out there. And so it's, you know, really, she could have saved money. And a lot of our customers do this. They'll actually pick up the phone and they'll call us. And with our remote software, we can actually log into their computer and we can see whether their computer is at risk. We can see whether they have situations that need to be addressed. And we even, you know, when customers see these messages that pop up that say their computer is infected, we even are able to go out there and log into their computer without even going out there. We're able to in many cases, log in remotely to their system and actually help them out and get them out of that mess. Because let me tell you something, a lot of those messages are just scams. They're nothing more than scams. They're not something that you, it's not a situation where your computer is really infected. You've got to just realize this. And if you're not sure, well, call someone you trust. And a lot of our customers do know us. They know who we are and they trust us and they call a Faster PC. And you could do the same if you choose to. Our number, you can reach us at 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. Also, you can find us on the web at afasterpc.com. Of course, we are streaming this show live over to Facebook, our Facebook page, which you can get to from our website, afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. Now we're streaming live over to YouTube as well. So, you know, you'll actually be able to see that over there. So this is something that definitely we want to help you steer clear of these types of scams. And the scammers, they are criminals. They are people that are out there trying to steal money from you, trying to part you from your money. And, at A Faster PC, we want to help educate you so that you don't fall prey for these types of scams. And one of the things that happens, again, we've talked about the phone calls, how they'll call you. We've talked about pop-ups that come up on the computer. We've talked a little bit about that. But you know, there are so many different ways that they can actually come in. Emails. You get an email that looks like it's from a friend or looks like it's from a business, and you know, you it It has something that looks like an attachment that you might receive from that person. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to tell whether that's actually legitimate or not. Well, here, you know, one of the things that we like to do is to verify. You know, I believe it was Ronald Reagan that said, trust but verify. And, you know, this is something that you definitely want to do. You want to trust people, but you also have to verify whether what they're saying is true or not. And you can do that by calling a Faster PC. We can be reached at 878-5978-772, 878-5978. Also our website, afasterpc.com. And we are located at 7190 South US 1. We are local technicians. You can trust us. You can get to know us. You can even come in and say hi to us, and we'll talk to you. You can even come in and bring your computer in. We can install our remote software on there if you're not quite comfortable doing that remotely. But most people, we can help do that remotely and help get you out of those types of situations where you're not quite sure whether this is a scam or whether it's legitimate. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we'll be right back to answer your questions and to solve computer problems and to educate you. From the founding of our company, Faster PC has provided our customers with quality service and computer products. Saving money without compromising on quality is always a good thing. Perhaps that's why our customers have relied on a Faster PC to solve their computer problems for over 23 years and counting. We help customers save money by repairing their computers rather than replacing them, and we provide on-site and remote service. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
The Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. And welcome back to A Faster PC Radio here. Hey, if you're listening to this on the live stream, we are streaming this live on Friday morning on Facebook and YouTube, but this also will be aired after that on Saturday morning in the 10 o'clock hour on WPSL 1590 AM and also on WCNO 89.9 FM. Where we're heard every Saturday, and we hope that you'll make us a regular part of your Saturday. And if you happen to miss it one week, well, now you can listen to it in two different locations. One on our Facebook page. You can either go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. You can actually head over there. You can look at that page. You can watch this week's video, the last week's video, the week before that, and so on and so forth. Starting this week, you can also head over to our YouTube channel. And our YouTube channel is a Faster PC. And we'll get links on our Facebook or on our website to that. If you go to our website, afasterpc.com, you can right now click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. That'll take you over to our Facebook page. But we'll get links to the YouTube channel as well, because I know some people have mentioned, hey, I don't have a YouTube account, but I would like to listen to your show. I'd like to watch your show and learn, because a lot of times we're able to switch over to a full screen and show you the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. And of course, that's what we want to help you do. We want to help you resolve computer problems. We also, want to help prevent some of those computer problems. And that's what I was talking about in the last segment, how, customers, we have customers that contact us and say, hey, is this legitimate? And a lot of times we're able to just log into their computer remotely and we can see what they're looking at, whether it's legitimate, whether it's not. We can show them. And of course, we do educate people on this show here. Now, we mentioned some of the ways that scams come in, and that people get scammed. And sometimes it's an email, and that email may come from someone that and trust. Like we gave the example earlier in the show. If you miss that, you can actually check that out. Well, what that is called spear phishing, where someone is out there imitating someone that you know. Now, how does that happen? Well, it happens if your username and password are compromised, and maybe a hacker gets a hold of your username and password to your email account. And this is why it's important to have strong passwords. It's important also to not let hackers and scammers into your computer, where they may actually see your password. But also, when there is threats out there, it is important to go out there and maybe, one of these providers, because this is something that happens on a regular basis, all too regular, is people actually fall for these scams out there. They actually have situations where they go out and there is a scammer out there, and they see this, they see the scam, they fall for it. What can happen also is if a hacker gains access, and this happened actually to Yahoo, hackers gained access to their servers and retrieved parts, not all, but parts of the customer's passwords. Now, if the password was a complex password, a lot of times it would be more difficult to get into that account. But if it was a fairly simple password, well, the hacker could guess the rest of it over time and get into your account. And I can't tell you how many people that I know that I have received emails that say they came from them that didn't look like it came from them, really, because it had information, saying, hey, I'm stuck in this other country. Can you give me some money? Can you place an order for me on Amazon? Is the one email that came in that we went over earlier today. And, you see some of these emails that's an example of what's called spear phishing. Again, where someone figures out your email address and password. Now here's the tricky thing, because I know there's a lot of people listening that actually have seen this happen and maybe have had this happen to them. But I know there's a lot of people listening that actually use the same password at every site they go to. Now imagine this. Imagine if you have a Yahoo account and it's a fairly simple password and hackers were able to figure that out, and you use that same password at every single website. Well, the hackers are going to go and try those other websites and see if they can get into them as well, and see if they can maybe even get into your bank account. Maybe they can even get access to your Amazon account and order things and have them shipped to them. Maybe they can, and have you pay for those things. Maybe they can, there are so many different ways that hackers and scammers can get over on you. And this is something that you definitely want to protect yourself against and want to steer clear of. And again, that's called spear phishing. Another type of threat is called phishing, where you're actually, you receive an email that says it comes from maybe your bank or your credit card company or your internet service provider. And it says, we need you to verify your information. And so you click on the link, you go, and it looks like your bank's website. And so you go and you type your username and your password. And what actually happens is you're not actually at your bank's website. You're actually at a scammer's website. And that's called a phishing attack. And they're actually tricking you into typing your username and your password, which they now have. They can now go to whatever site they're impersonating, and they can actually use that username and password to get you in. Now, this is something, I mean, you know, someone that I know well had this happen to them with eBay. They had their username and their password compromised in this way through a phishing attack. And not only their username and their password, but also their credit card information, and I think their social security number. So these types of things can happen, and you want to steer clear. You want to actually protect yourself against this type of thing happening. And, you know, one of the things that we say here at A Faster PC is don't let this happen to you. You want to protect yourself. You want to make sure that you are not falling prey for these types of scams. Another way that, you know, you can get emails, and again, let me switch over. I'm actually going to switch over. And again, if you're listening to this on the radio on WPSL, WCNO, you can actually head over to our Facebook page and you can watch this and, you know, just scroll forward to this location. But a program that I use to actually filter out spam, and spam is just, you know, we're not talking about the lunch meat or the whatever breakfast meat, whatever type it is. My parents eat it. I can't understand that. But anyway, they like it and enjoy it. But I use a program called MailWasher to filter out spam, which is junk email. And I received this email that said it was from Chase. And now, if you look at it, by the way, if you receive something that's from Chase, which is a bank or a credit card provider, it should come from Chase, an address that ends in chase.com. So it should be something at chase.com. If I look at who it came from, it actually comes from support@wordpress-, and it has a series of numbers followed by a dash, followed by a series of numbers, .cloudwaysapp.com. So this is actually a CloudWays app domain, and then the subdomain is WordPress-. So they must have... Someone has a WordPress site, might be a free site, or they might be paying just a little bit for it, but they're sending out scammy emails pretending to be Chase. So that's one way. The first way I know this isn't from Chase is that it didn't come from chase.com. Also, as I scroll through, you know, I see some font links, and the font links come from googleapis.com. So that's not from Chase. You wouldn't really see this. And this... It's a little bit tricky because I'm just seeing this I'm just seeing the text version of this. But as I scroll through and actually look at the email, it says that we detected irregular activity on your account. So we have restricted your account for your protection. You should check this activity before you can continue to use your credit debit card, or you can access via via the internet. We notice that your account needs to be re-verified. So this is very likely a phishing expedition, and it says that this comes from JP Morgan Chase, but it really doesn't. Now, if I were looking at this in HTML format, I would very likely see a hyperlink that would take me to a location where I could verify my information or where I could check out this to see if this was, check out this activity that they say they have found that is irregular. Now, really what they would be getting if I had or have a Chase account, they would be getting my username and my password. So these types of things are scams. By the way, we get these emails on a regular basis. Some of our employees have gotten the calls that say that their computer is infected. So this happens even to us, and we want to make sure that this doesn't happen to you. What our customers do, what many of our customers do, is just give us a call. We can be reached at 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. Also on the web, at fasterpc.com. Again, fasterpc.com. And we are located at 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie. We're on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista. And of course, we're not open on the 1st, but we will be open Monday through Friday of next week from 9 to 5. And then next Saturday, the 8th, will be open from 9 to 2. Our normal hours. Now, one thing we want to encourage you to tune in tomorrow morning to Covenant Tabernacles, the Lighthouse radio show. This is a radio show that we air every Sunday morning on WPSL and WSTU. Now, WPSL is 1590 AM, and our show comes on at 10 AM. Also on WCNO, which is 89.9 FM, the show comes on at 8:30 in the morning. And the title to tomorrow's sermon is The Birth of Christ Came in His Time. We do hope each and every one of you has a happy, safe, and prosperous new year. We're definitely going to be working toward that. We're hopeful that for great things in the future. We want to see great things for you as well. Our number again, 772-878-5978, 772-878-5978. From the founding of our company, Faster PC has provided our customers with quality service and computer products. Saving money without compromising on quality is always a good thing. Perhaps that's why our customers have relied on a Faster PC to solve their computer problems for over 23 years and counting. We help customers save money by repairing their computers rather than replacing them. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
That's www.fasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC can solve any computer problems, from software installs, viruses, spyware, malware, to those annoying pop-ups, to QuickBooks, Medisoft, and Softin support, from wireless networks to hardwired networks, from small networks to large Active Directory networks and multi-site VPN networks. We can also connect all of your network-capable devices in your home or office, and we provide on-site and remote service. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
That's www.fasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Happy New Year. We all face challenges over the last